addiction for our patient Cassandra Hall. C like Charlie, O like Opal, L like Sam, A and D R A, O Sandra, last name Hall, H A L L, date of birth. Birth is 12/17/1956. Date of service is visit is 3/13/2022 and date of accident 3/16/2022. Chief complaint is pain in the mid back, pain in the low back, pain in the right knee, in the left wrist. History of automobile accident, Ms. Cassandra Hall alleges that she was involved in automobile accident around 1 p.m. on 3/16/2022, a restrained driver. She was pulling in a 2017 Equinox along with another friend, Felicia Johnson, and they were hit by SUV. They were running at 20 miles an hour on Telegraph I-96. And they themselves went through a red light. They were trying to go to I-96 on Telegraph. In the process, in order to go to I-96, they had made a left turn and ongoing traffic hit a car on the passenger side at almost 35-40 miles an hour. She did not see any red light and she got a ticket. In this process, the patient herself was seen. The patient got the ticket and she reports that she was wearing seatbelt. In fact, did not apply. There was no loss of consciousness. And no, it was not a hit and run accident. The police did arrive at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. And patient did go to the hospital via ambulance. The patient reported that she did not see the red light. On the impact, she reported that her car is most likely totaled, but not sure. The passenger window is completely broken, and the outside of the car is damaged. In the accident, her body moved forward, and the steering seat belt hit the chest, and then it threw her back. Neck whiplash and lower back pain started, along with right knee, right ankle, which hit the dashboard or brake. Patient reports on the day of accident. She went to a Bowman hospital, Nate Marin Granger, where X-ray of the left arm was done and wrist, right ankle, but no CAT was there for 2 hours. Since the time of accident, after visiting the emergency room, patient has not been any healthcare person, and she didn't see her own primary care, and just took some Tylenol and Kotak, heating pad, and sports cream to the knee and back. History of presenting illness. The patient reports that she's suffering from the following: severe headache, she's presenting a patient suffering from moderately severe headaches. They are occupying the back of the head, 3 to 4 per week, and 6 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10 in severity. This is 7. Off and on, they are present, sensitive to the light, but not sensitive to the noise. And she is nausea, vomiting, she's an aura. The additional symptom of TBI are reported as follows. Patient states that she's suffering from dizziness and vertigo. Bringing the year of balance, loss of equilibrium, fearful of the event, and burden. The blood reason is not present now. However, she denies any spots in the vision, loss of vision, any vomiting. She denies any incontinence of the urine bowel. She denies any lack of focus, lack of concentration. She denies any loss of memory or forgetfulness or any seizures, loss of consciousness. Regarding the pain, patient started having pain in the mid-back and lower back to the tune of 9 to 10. The pain was around 3 to 4. No radiation to the arm or leg reported. There was also additional pain to the left wrist and hand, as well as the right knee. Patient reports she can walk up to one-third of a block only without pain, and sitting is 20 minutes, standing 7 to 8 minutes, sleeping 1 to 1.5 hour to 2 hours. She said her right knee is locking and she never moved too much good. She has a problem running to the steps up and down on the staircase, and also cannot sit on the floor. She said her left thumb was actually jammed into something at the time of accident. There was no fracture, but she has a severe pain in the base of the thumb. She also pointed out severe pain in the right thigh joint. Some pain in the ankle and foot is also reported due to the injury to the bifidal pain. These things are reported continuously. Described as sobbing, sharp, aching, tender. The intensity is 7 to 10. ADLs are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. General, the 5 factor for the pain is absent by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking. Improved by nothing. The pains are associated with muscle weakness of left arm. Then she has occasionally dropped her phone. Numbness, tingling, and pins and needle of the left third, fourth, and fifth finger only are reported. The entire arm does not have the radiation. No incontinence of the urine bowel. And very difficulty in walking, moderate anxiety, depression, no panic or PTSD. Sleep disturbance is reported, but no sleep saddle anesthesia. She reports her left hand has absolutely no strength. She cannot open the jaw. The patient reports that she has absolutely lost strength in the left hand. She cannot open the jaws or squeeze the ice tray to be the ice. Or she cannot even open the canned foods. The ADLs that are reported affected are described as bathing, standing, running, chores, laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, opening container, cooking in the kitchen, and reaching into cabinets as 10. On a scale of 1 to 10, personal hygiene and walking, 9. On a scale of 1 to 10, dressing, 8. Ability to lift nerve plates, 7.
Perfect.
The system review. The patient reports that following symptoms positive in the symptoms, respiratory positive, asthma, shortness of breath, sleep apnea. She doesn't see that. In heart disease, positive for blood pressure, CHF. In the GI, positive for weight loss. In the brain, this is type 2 diabetes, neurological back and neck pain indeed. Cardiac positive for depression. Surgery, past surgical history, positive for diverticulitis. On 11/20, she underwent a colostomy. A colostomy bag was placed and it was redone to reconnect. She has the arrhythmia device for regular heartbeat or palpitation, but I'm not sure about this project at Beaumont Hospital. Allergy, none. Family history as far as the mother deceased due to drinking, father deceased due to drinking, siblings are alive. One sister, she has a hypertension. Relationship status, lives with the husband, she is married. Employment status, patient currently not working. unemployed due to the pain. The job she has been doing is home caregiver for the elderly and the light lifting and standing is required. Ladies Pilna is J.P. Hotel is the attorney. Patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not currently use recreational drugs. Thank you.